BBC News with Justine Green. President Trump's lawyers have written to his former strategist Steve Bannon, saying he'd violated a non-disclosure agreement in speaking about his time on the election campaign. The cease and desist notice, says Mr. Bannon, in his comments to the author Michael Wolff, has defamed the president. Michael Wolff's forthcoming book describes the president as being unprepared for the job. Donald Trump has scrapped a commission he set up to look into his allegations of fraud in the 2016 election after many states refused to cooperate. A White House statement insisted there was substantial evidence of voter fraud, but said the president did not want to engage in endless legal battles. The European Union foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini has spoken out against continuing US trade restrictions on the island. Speaking in Havana, she said the blockade, as she called it, was obsolete and only increased the suffering of ordinary Cubans. Jewellery on loan from a member of the Qatari royal family has been stolen by thieves who outwitted a sophisticated security system at the Doge's Palace in Venice. The theft took place on the last day of an exhibition highlighting Indian artistry. Much of the eastern United States is experiencing an intensifying winter storm that's bringing additional snow and freezing rain. Forecasters warn that the hazardous conditions will continue throughout the week. New figures reveal that chief executives of Britain's largest companies earned in the first 3 days of January as much as the average worker makes in the whole year. This is despite top executive pay in Britain falling last year by a fifth on average. New research across 25 African countries has pinpointed the heightened risk patients on the continents face from undergoing surgery in less than ideal conditions. But researchers said the most worrying revelation was just how few Africans undergo the elective surgery they really need. BBC News.